Okay, so you're asking me a really large question, which is basically what's going on in the world right now. And one of the mechanics through which it can happen is the suppression of doctors, right? If you're going to try to basically take over the world using pandemics as a guise to do so, because we have emergency laws that can be pulled into play and they can supersede our normal law and order, if you can designate a medical emergency, that is, medical emergencies are therefore the ideal means for people who want more power, control, money, et cetera, more surveillance. Okay, so in order to do that, you need to gain control of the entire medical establishment. Now, what we already knew is that the kinds of personalities who go into these organizations, these nonprofit organizations like the American Board of Internal Medicine, the AMA, the Federation of State Medical Boards, if you get to the top of that organization, you earn about $1 million a year. If you get to the top of the AMA, you're getting about $3 million a year. Most doctors don't get that kind of money. And how do they get it? They get it by essentially offering their services to pharmaceutical companies or other companies or foundations for services. And so the Federation of State Medical Boards is a nonprofit. It can be sued. And the chairman of my medical board, who slept through half the meeting yesterday, half the hearing, she ran for and was and won to become a member of the Board of Trustees of the Federation of State Medical Boards.
Interesting.
Okay. And they presumably have a contract to push out this business about misinformation and speaking negatively about vaccines in public. So they, since last summer a year ago, they have been telling their members of boards that it's their responsibility to go after doctors who use ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, say anything negative about vaccines, spread misinformation. And two nonprofit organizations have sprung up. The question is, who paid for this? One of them is called No License for Disinformation. And its sole purpose is to take away the licenses of doctors like you and me who are trying to tell the truth and treat patients for COVID.
Wow.
Look, there's been a lot of money, a lot of thought, a lot of time put into this. I think it cost many billions of dollars to put all the right chess pieces in place. The person who was the head of the AMA last year, making his money as president, it was is a GP from South Carolina named Harmon. He was involved in pushing the anthrax vaccine mandates 20 years ago. So you see, we know who he is. We know what he made general in the National Guard as a flight surgeon, not as a pilot. He made general